On Saturday, I was invited to MoTat to explore the new exhibit Make Music. Make Music is a touring exhibit from Düsseldorf, Germany, and is about creating an interactive and playful space for audiences to learn about the science behind sound and music. I talked to Hannah and Ruby, exhibition organisers who played a crucial part in putting everything together.
Yes, so Michael Bradkey has a library essentially of different exhibits that fit into different musical categories, but also large-scale outdoor sound sculptures. And we chose the ones in Make Music based on how they fit into the four categories. Also how they can be used for collaboration and teamwork as well. And just ones that we felt were a really good fit to MoTat.
We kind of tried to make a sort of recording studio feel with sandwiching the instruments between like the carpet on the bottom and then the light box on the top that kind of makes these rooms in an open space and kind of makes people feel like
they're a part of
a bit of a superstar.
A bit
of a rock star.
Yeah, for sure. I can tell that. And I think the hot, vibrant pink as well, I think really adds to that. It's quite a very like
rock star color.
You were explaining something earlier and I didn't get to pick it up, but you were talking about the patterns on the walls.
Should we have a look?
Yeah. We can't obviously show it on the radio, but
yeah, you'll have to come.
You'll have to come and see.
So, in the machine music section of this exhibition, we've got a wall covering, which is based on the patterns that salt makes when it vibrates in synchronization with sound waves.
That's so cool.
Sound waves can go through water or salt or any kind of medium, and then you can see the vibrations like throw the medium into fantastic geometric patterns. And yeah, I took one of those and I made it into a big wall covering.
So the machine music category is quite sprawling. It has four music tables which range from a drum table to a DJ table. Then we have the sampling xylophone, which is like a traditional xylophone, but you have headphones that you wear, and depending on which bar you strike, a recorded sound will sound, and that can be woven together to create quite a jammy, funky soundscape. Then we also have the voice transformer, which manipulates your natural voice, and so you can go very high pitched and squeaky, or very deep and monotonous. And staff had quite a lot of fun just singing sound bites.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's just been very, very fun. So these are both part of the string instrument section. So the first one that you described is the walking bass. And the idea is that you walk along the beam, and a friend or family member will then pluck the string as you walk. And then as you walk, the length of the string changes, and then that changes the pitch that you hear as well.
Great. It kind of shows you in a very big visual sense how a more traditional like stringed instrument would work.
Yeah, and it is literally just walking down the string like you would with a guitar, but with your fingers.
Yeah. That is.
So Michael's sort of the reason why he created these is because he wanted people to be able to interact with instruments in a less technical way. So to lower that bar of entry for making music. So that's why he brought them up to kind of a more human scale.
Towards the end, we got the chance to have a quick chat with Michael, the creator and founder of the exhibit.
So my mission is to encourage people to make music, to empower them, because lots of people think I'm not able to make music, I can't read scores, I didn't learn an instrument. So I try to break it down to big movements, body action and social interaction, and make it very simple. to start to get into a musical flow, which is so much fun. And what I experienced, which I experienced when I was a child, starting in our carnival season, playing Brazilian samba music with adult musicians when I was like 12. And I thought, wow, this is something very strong. Musical instruments are connected to physics strongly and, of course, to technology. I always say when you go to an anthropological museum, the biggest creativity humans probably used were to create weapons. But then comes musical instruments, and they're only made to get little molecules of air to vibrate and affect our emotions. And I find it so great and wonderful, because that's the positive phase of humankind, is to put such a lot of work into creating such tools, and they affect us so deeply in our limbic system.